Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So, do you think Google can see all of your content? I seem to be running into a lot of clients and sites where they think all their content is being seen by Google, and it turns out, unfortunately, it's not. So, here's an at-home tip for you today about how you can check this on your own. If you go to the mobile-friendly test tool, which is provided by Google, you can just Google it, and put the URL into that tool, or frankly, anybody else's, it doesn't have to be a URL you own. You can see what Google sees when it looks at the URL. Does that screenshot look different than what it looks like when you're viewing the URL directly? So here's the other thing you might want to try, just to double check to make sure you're really looking at an issue. Go ahead and download the Web Developer Toolbar for Chrome, and in there you can disable JavaScript. So once you've disabled JavaScript, go ahead and reload the URL. Can you still click on everything? Does it still look okay? If not, that's because it's powered by JavaScript. Now, Google says they can index JavaScript, but what really happens is this: Googlebot comes around the first time, finds all the text, notes where there is JavaScript, and then leaves. And it tells the renderer to come on back and go ahead and render that JavaScript. So then the renderer returns to your site, renders the JavaScript, and is now able to see what looks like text and links on the page. The delay between that first moment and the second time when the renderer comes around can be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks to a few months. It just kind of depends on the authority of your website. And in my experience, I've noticed there's a real discrepancy in how well Google can actually see JavaScript. So it's definitely best practice to put your content on a regular old URL versus loading it with any sort of fancy JavaScript if you want that content indexed quickly. And remember, the content needs to be added to the index before you can start ranking and appearing in Google search. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening and come back tomorrow for more SEO tips.